Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. And come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Hey, guys.
And 402-403-9478, you can text us.
Gonna kick right off. What are we, 3 days away now? And Christmas? Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay, Sunday. Okay. Shopping days, but we know we got a blizzard coming to town. Did you see, by the way, how much snow they're predicting for this area?
I've seen varied.
I'm not going to even say anything out loud because I don't even want to be responsible for that. Hen.
Oh, that's that's dumb. But I finally get to use my snowblower. I'm gonna use my snowblower
maybe
for those hen inches.
I'm going to say that some of them look like it'll be there. Some of them don't. I pray that's not what happens. But there are some areas that are going to get hit. So I'm thinking, okay, if you're ordering Amazon and you're hoping to get that last minute package, it could be rough the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that being said, thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union for hanging in there with us all of 2022. We're almost through it. Just a couple more weeks to go. And if you're looking at 2023 and trying to figure out, you know what, how can I plan ahead and get some savings and I could buy my Christmas presents before the last 3 days before Christmas? Yeah. When there's a blizzard coming.
Right.
And
yeah. I mean, they're not miracle workers. They're not miracle workers.
But they might be able to get you set up so that you could buy the presents, I don't know, in September.
Yeah.
Or maybe November even, just to get things done. They have accounts and certificates that are right for you. You can stop into any branch. They'd love to have you do that. Stir up a little conversation with one of their experts. Or, of course, you can get online. Everything federally insured and CUA.
And the website, blizzard or not, it's up and working. It's centrisfcu.org or 402-334-7000. We got a text from Kristen. Mm-hmm. She said, I swore, all caps, I wasn't going to watch the Harry and Meghan documentary, but Netflix was relentless, and Pat said it wasn't that bad. So I looked, and there were only 3 episodes, so I dove in, and then had to wait another 3 more episodes. What kind of weirdo switcheroo was that? My opinion. There's her opinion.
Okay.
Truth on all sides with hurt feelings and misconceptions. Also, still not a fan of the British tabloids. That whole Roto Pact is inhuman. I don't know what that means, but it sounds terrifying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for taking my advice and watching it. I wish there were more episodes. Beth and I were talking about that last night. I wish there were more.
Okay. Can I give you something better to watch on Netflix?
Uh-huh.
Who Killed Santa?
Sounds interesting.
It is a Murderville mystery. So it's kind of like one of those, like you go to dinner murder mysteries and you're part of the play. Okay. So in this instance, what they do is they have a bunch of actors and then they bring in some stars. And so Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, Maya Rudolph, love all of them. And surprise guest, because his name wasn't on the list, is Pete Davidson. I'm like, what? Wait, what? When? Whoa. And anyway, what they did is all the actors have scripts and those guys don't. And it's a murder mystery to figure out who killed so-and-so.
What a fun concept.
And they give clues. And then at the end, they have to each present who they believe was the murderer, and it's hilarious how that goes down. Catches you off guard. But watching them all trying to act and react to the direction they think this is going.
Yeah.
And Pete Davidson, you could tell he was just, he was in awe and kind of fanboying a little bit on Jason Bateman and on Maya Rudolph, actually, for that. So fanboying. He's fanboying either way. Anyway, he was just in where they took things. And then he also did really well. But it is really funny. It's very campy. But it's just going to throw that out there. If you don't want to watch Harry.
And it's called Who Killed Santa?
Who Killed Santa. It's on Netflix.
All right, I'll write that down.
Who Killed Santa. And I honestly, I saw it, and typically that's not my thing, but I went ahead and said, okay, let's go ahead and do it. And they've got some other ones that are out there too. I think, but Murderville Collection. But it's a Murderville mystery.
Well, if we're getting...
So, kind of fun stuff.
If we're getting 10 inches of snow, then we might have to have something to fill our days up if we're sitting in the house.
Right?
Yeah.
Another thing that could help you with that is Hollywood Raw. I saw a post. Off the Record is a lot of fun. It's a Facebook page that they have and a group that they have, I guess, really. But every once in a while, the guys do jump in there and they'll throw something out or they'll respond to something that somebody else posts. Somebody said on there, if you haven't already, please invite Jerry O'Connell on the podcast. He's a wacky guy, but always honest and professional. And he was on The Doers popped in. Let's just put it that way. And they really liked it. That's another podcast that's out there. And it says, but they wanted to hear more about him personally as opposed to the way the conversation went on that podcast. They were talking other things. Anyway, said I'm going to go on his Instagram now and start commenting that he needs to be on your podcast.
Perfect.
On Hollywood Raw. And
we have tried a million times to get him on.
Supposedly, Dak said that.
supposedly we have his cell number and he never responds. Unlike Kirstie Alley responded, he's one of the other million that I said that we've tried to text that never respond.
An interesting thing though is that there was a real division in the camp about who they wanted on, and I had to think for a minute because Jerry O'Connell, and then because I get him confused with Jason Bateman, and so in this segment. So I'm totally confusing myself right now, trying to keep the two straight. But I do like Jerry O'Connell. And he's married to Rebecca Romijn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's interesting how many people don't like him.
He's so fun. And he's a Bravo nut, too.
But there was a really weird take in here. And it's like, you know what? I know what she's talking about. This girl, she wrote in, she said, I didn't really enjoy his appearance on their podcast. And she's talking to the Doers, said it seemed like he constantly had to fit in. I'm married or I married out of my league. It was like he was scared of his wife and wanted to make sure she heard him say that. To a lot of different things said. And somebody else said, I had to keep adjusting my volume. And he kept bringing up about the blind about him. He kept, it was like, I don't want to talk about it, but I'll keep talking about it. Let me keep pointing at the thing we shouldn't talk about.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, I think he's probably terrified of his wife. I am. She's kind of like my husband. I promise you, the minute I went on a podcast, and I don't know who this is, Mark Motor, but it said I went on a podcast and said anything that could remotely jeopardize our monogamy or the thought of it, I would get a lecture about that. And it's like you not understanding that it's entertainment.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was kind of like comedians. You see comedians on stage. Talking about their marriage or talking about their wife or talking about, very personal things, but they embellish.
Yeah, 100%.
And then having somebody get pissed off.
Like crazy insecurity on that side.
Right? So, but that's what some people picked up from him with the way he talked about his wife. Like he was constantly having to say how great she was, how beautiful she is. I'm married out of my league. I'm just like, all that stuff.
Dude, that's like one of those things. You talk about it too much, usually there's something behind it, something up with it.
Maybe. But anyway, so I just thought it was neat, though, that they did put that up there. So they're trying to get the word out so people will jump on Instagram and start leaving him notes. So maybe he'll
keep
hear
plugging
it.
Away, hopefully.
I hope so.
He would definitely, people would get to know him a lot better on Hollywood Raw, I think, with the way Dax and Adam interview people and talk to people. Yeah, it'd be a much better experience for him and for everybody listening.
I agree. Another podcast, Chris Harrison. Yeah, that Chris Harrison from The Bachelor.
When you say that, every time you say that, I think Chris Hansen, and I'm thinking, he already has a podcast.
We just talked to him.
Yeah.
I just had him on. Like, would you say Melissa Rivers?
Melissa Rivers has him on. His episode comes out next Friday. So the day before New Year's Eve.
With Chris Hansen.
With Chris Hansen, yes.
Okay, not Chris Harrison.
No, not Chris Harrison, Chris Hansen.
Chris Harrison has the most dramatic podcast ever, is the name of
Which
it.
Which is a beautiful name.
I thought great so too. Name. And he wrote, he's been off of that show for 2 years.
That's when I stopped watching.
Me too.
And I used to love that show. I just, trash drama. I used to love that show. Yeah. And I used to watch Bachelor in Paradise too, because it was even trashier. And I like Wells Adams. I think he's great. But yeah, when Chris was gone, I'm like,
And I will admit, I wasn't like a regular viewer, but it was something I could pop in. And then it was always Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for him when that all went down. He got in trouble because he defended one of the girls on there who had a picture from her college days, and she was dressed it was like a Cowboys and Indians theme or something like that, mm-hmm. Or something, but she appropriated a culture and he got just got pummeled for defending her because she was in college at the time when it happened.
And you can still walk through Halloween City or whatever those places are here in town that fly into town around Halloween and leave. There's still sexy Indian lady. There's still sexy, all these different racial, there's all this stuff. And
don't wear your sombrero on May 5th.
Right.
But
stupid.
Anyway, he says, what he said was, I've not spoken publicly for 2 years about this. I have a lot of thoughts. I think about this every day, truly every day of my life.
I'm
I think
sure he
about
does.
This and what I want to say and how important that it is that I speak. It's heavy. It's really heavy. We'll see how it goes. I think it'll be cathartic. So there's a trailer out. It launches January 9th.
Oh, and we got the trailer here.
Hey, roll.
We're ready.
Audio's good.
Do you feel ready?
I think. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I have not spoken publicly for 2 years about this. And
Chris, you need to come to Herd At Media. That
what
audio,
is wrong
that,
with the audio? That's what I was just thinking is, my God, who did this?
The audio's terrible.
And I have a lot like of thoughts. And
it sounds like he's in a culvert. I think
he's taking a dump.
He's in a culvert or, yes.
I think about this every day. Truly, every day of my life, I think about this and what I want to say and how important it is that I speak to.
Oh, my God, did you hear that?
It's awful.
How it's gated so
for the first
hard?
Time. So... it's heavy. It's really heavy.
I just said all this.
We'll see how it goes. We may scrap this whole thing, to be honest. I don't know.
You should have, Chris.
That's
it. It'll be cathartic.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking forward to getting this off my shoulders and repairing this, moving forward, and letting everybody hear.
Who is producing this?
So we ready?
We're ready.
Okay, let's do it. Let's see what happens. All right, first episode, here we go in 3, 2. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the most dramatic podcast ever. I'm Chris Harrison. I think it's time we talk.
There was an echo.
Wow.
I want to know who does this, and I want everybody to go to his Instagram page and leave him a message and tell him to contact Herd At Media.
Good Lord. Oh, my gosh.
Say, hey, call Pat and JT.
Dude, and then, okay, so then the way it's being pitched, it's like it's... this almost sounds like a one-off thing. Like he's going to get a whole bunch of stuff off his chest, talk about what happened, and then what are you going to talk, then talk
what?
About cooking?
Then what?
Like, what do we talk about after that,
it
Chris?
Doesn't, and it doesn't say, it does say, in the new podcast, the host will seemingly dive into everything that happened on the show and afterward. So it should be longer than an hour, right? It should be several episodes,
I would think.
But it doesn't sound like, I hope he brings on some guests.
Yeah.
That'll keep things a little interesting. Wow. Hmm. I'm literally shocked because we didn't listen to this at all before we popped
No. Yeah, I'm very shocked. That's disappointing. That's very disappointing.
Wow, I feel bad for bringing it to the table almost. Yeah. I miss Chris, but I feel bad for him. Oh, my God. All right, so the final thing that I have to... did you have anything you wanted to talk about, too, by the way? I'm sorry. I'm just
no,
like,
we've... well, I mean, I just that I had that text, and no, it's just been... I'm just catching up on TV. We haven't done really anything.
I'll just sit over here and keep doing all the heavy lifting. It's okay.
I'm excited.
Whatever.
Like, there's like nothing. It gets so dark at night and there's nothing to do. And the kids are moving out of the house and they're always gone. And so Beth and I just watch TV and pet cats and eat. Life of almost empty nesters.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I saw a post that somebody from my high school posted, somebody I graduated with. Well, it didn't. He was a few years ahead of me, like as in our school at the time went through 9th grade in one building and then 10, 11, 12 was in the other building.
Okay.
So I was never in the same building with him. So he was probably about 4 years ahead of me, maybe. But he posted something on Twitter about watching something for the first time or something. I don't know what it was, but he said his age. And basically claiming he was younger than me now. And I'm like, dude, you graduated way before me. I don't know. Famous actresses get away with it all the time. I don't know. Did you change your wiki page? Let me go check. I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a wiki
page. He may legit not remember, though. Because
there was a certain point where you're like, how old am I?
Yeah. You have to,
by 1 year, one or two.
Yeah. I mean, by... you know, 5 or 6 is kind of rough.
Kinda...
but when you get to a certain age, who cares? Like, it's like, what?
But then why even post
why even
the
post
number?
It? Yeah, don't post it. If you don't, right.
Just
don't post the number.
All right. So what I was going to bring up, the last thing I was going to bring up, is there is a new list. You know how we love lists.
Love a list.
Stanford University has put out a list of potentially harmful words that their administration wants to eliminate. And they've got them even parceled off into different groups and categories. The ableist language is the first one. So they want to get rid of the words addict, blind review, blind study, crazy, dumb. I can't get rid of dumb. Sorry.
Right. Why get rid of dumb and why get rid of...
They're insane. Lame. They don't want you to say lame anymore. You're supposed to say boring or uncool. That's really uncool.
Who are the people that get offended by the word lame?
Trivializing the experience of people living with disabilities. That's what they say lame does. Because lame...
means, oh, I mean...
Right? You're literally physically lame.
Would never make that connection.
Never made that connection before.
To OCD, me, somebody who's lame is somebody who's dumb.
Just double them up.
Just double them up.
Double them up.
Yeah.
OCD also. Instead, use detail-oriented to a fault.
Hey, I'm down with that.
I'm detail-oriented to a fault.
And I think that somebody who is not is the opposite of that shouldn't be a procrastinator. It's non-detail oriented to a fault.
Cautious.
Mm-hmm.
It's also cautious.
Yep. I do not identify as somebody who is detail oriented to a fault.
You shouldn't say sanity check, spaz, stand up meeting. I got to pass this on to HR.
Oh my gosh.
Tone deaf. Walk in, use drop in.
Drop in.
They literally, open office drop in. That's what they were talking about. And how there was real estate. Oh, God, something. I don't remember.
Like open house.
But they didn't want to have you, they wouldn't let them say a walk in closet. It was an easy access closet, open access.
We are out of control. We're absolutely out of control.
Other things you aren't supposed to be able to, you can't say senile.
Who says senile?
I don't know. Well, somebody's senile. You're senile. I don't know. I don't know.
So what are you supposed to say instead of senile?
Instead of that, you're supposed to say suffering from senility. That's literally what it says.
That would never come out of my mouth. That would never, you're dumb.
Yeah. We're back to that.
You're dumb. And you're lame.
Instead of brave, there is no other thing to say. This term perpetuate, this is the quote. Saying somebody is brave. This term perpetuates the stereotype of the noble, courageous savage, equating indigenous males as being less than a man.
I don't know what any of that means.
Somebody's working way too hard or trying to justify their paycheck.
So can Sarah Bareilles not have her song out called Brave, which was about a girl that's fighting cancer?
Send her a note.
She's not brave.
Drop that. Or, well, by the way, don't bury the hatchet either. I think you can figure that out.
Yeah.
You're better off to call for peace. Don't use the word chief. Hey, chief, how you doing?
I mean, who says that?
Well, I know a couple of dudes that do. Okay. Hey, chief, how you doing?
And guarantee they are not reading this list.
No, they're not. You can't be a low man on the totem pole, and you can't be on the warpath. You can't have a powwow. And you can't have a spirit animal, which I object to. I think spirit animals, why can't we have a spirit animal?
Yeah, that's not making fun of anybody.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians. That's like saying too many chefs in the kitchen.
Can you not say that either? Because not everybody's a chef.
It's on here. I'm not done yet. I'm sure it's on here. Some other ones that you cannot say. You can't say balls to the wall anymore. Accelerate efforts. Going balls to the wall.
So what does you mean, say
ballsy either.
Well, so okay, if we're breaking down the saying balls to the wall, does it mean what we think it means? Because to me, balls to the wall is not like it. That's like...
We're going balls to the wall. That's really ballsy. You can't say that because it attributes personality traits to anatomy. So it's saying that somebody basically who is male is the only person. I disagree. So I know plenty of ballsy women.
Right. So, I mean, something that we say around the house, not around the kids, but Beth and I, if something is really good or something to... And Beth was the one who started this. It's tits up.
There you go.
So can I not say that anymore?
I don't see it on the list. But then again, wait. Again, we go. Remember this. Remember we went through the whole manhole cover thing too. Mm-hmm. Chairman, chairwoman, congressman, congresswoman, fireman, fireman, freshman, gentleman, guys. I say guys all the time. have the balls to, ladies, instead say everyone. That's not everyone. I'm just talking to ladies. But landlord, landlady, mailman, man, man hours, man in the middle, mankind, man made, man power.
Oh my gosh.
All of these are on this list. Every, you guys, can't say that.
That's
you gotta,
all I
you
do.
Gotta say you folks.
Never. Hey. I thought it was weird when Ace Hardware switched from hardware from helpful
the helpful hardware
man to helpful hardware folks. Like that hit wrong the first time I heard that. I'm used to it now, but it's like, wait, what?
We're almost to, we're getting
like
there.
In that specific situation, helpful hardware man, whatever. Mm-hmm. Are there women or men even out that are that offended by hearing hardware man or helpful handyman or whatever? Like, do people really think and read into it that much where they get that offended?
No, that's something you're looking for something, I think. You're trying to find a problem. Then we'll get down. This is a couple of these are going to hit home. I'm sorry. You can't say American. You have to say U.S. citizen. I don't know why.
Okay. That will never happen.
Oh, because the term insinuates that the U.S. is the most important country in the Americas. So if you say you're American as opposed to Central American or South American, you're North American. So you can't say American.
But America, United States of America is, we're a country. Central America is not a country. North America is a continent.
Right? Like, it's not a country.
No, it's not a country.
Nobody in Central America calls themselves Americans.
No.
At all.
Not at all.
You can't say circle the wagons. I'm for that.
I mean, whatever.
Zip it up. Circle the wagons. Touch point.
Touch base. Circle back.
Any of those?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Not for the reasons why they came up with that list, but I'm just good with getting rid of that term altogether.
Can't use any of those. Can't use Indian Summer. Can't use Karen. That's degrading.
Degrading to Karens?
Oh, entitled white women.
It's degrading to entitled white women?
Because apparently only entitled white women are named Karen.
But so they're entitled white women, so we're worried about offending them. By calling them Karen, but yet we're also calling them entitled white women, which should make somebody more angry than being called a Karen.
It says it's because the term is used to ridicule or demean a certain group of people based on their behaviors. I'm like, yep, that's what it's for.
100%. That's why it was. That's why you're not a Karen unless you do show Karen behaviors.
Whoever wrote this list is a Karen.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
For example, you can't say peanut gallery.
Why? What is there a reason why? Like, what's that come from?
This refers back to the vaudeville era. I'm sorry, and it refers to the cheapest or worst seats, and typically it would be black people who would be sitting in those cheapest seats at that time. Peanut gallery, cheap seats. I've sat in the cheap
nosebleeds.
Seats. Nosebleeds. You know, we've all sat there. Thug. Can't use thug either. That's you should use suspect or criminal. He's such a criminal. He's such a suspect.
I mean, better call thug than, to me, a thug is badass. A criminal is like, you are committed a crime. A thug is like, don't mess
thug's
with that
bully.
Guy.
A thug's also a bully.
A thug's a bully, but a thug's like not a, that's not a, a thug isn't necessarily
this
a criminal.
This is insane. This is just insane. I'm sorry, that word was on the list too. This is insane. This is dumb. You can't use black hat, which typically black hat is like criminal. You know, black hat's the bad guy and the white hat's the good guy.
Okay.
You remember, in the Westerns, you would see the black hat and you hear people talk about, now they use it in common vernacular when they're talking about bad actors or the black hats, right? That's the bad guys. So it says it's racial.
It's not, talk about
wasn't,
a hat.
Wasn't upset, but you can't use black sheep either. So all you outcasts, you have to be outcasts. You can't just be black sheep anymore.
You can be thugs or Karens, though.
No, you can't.
That's true, you can't.
It's insane. You can't use brown bag. You just have to learn how to carry your lunch. You can't brown bag it.
I'm not even going to ask it why.
Same way, cakewalk. Don't even ask.
Okay.
Can't use it. Can't use gangbusters either. Grandfathered in. Oh, this is a good list. You can't use master as in master bedroom. You can't use master as in a master of an art and a master class.
So you can't get a master's degree?
I'm guessing that's going to be next. It's not on here, but it just says master is an adjective or master is a verb. So, yeah, master's degree would be included in that. They aren't supposed to use that. You're supposed to use a primary or main degree, or instead of calling someone a master at whatever profession, you have to say they're very adept.
I don't want a doctor that's very adept. I want a doctor. I want a doctor who has a master's degrees
and is a master.
Many master's degrees, and to me, very adept is somebody saying, "Well, you're dumb, but I don't want to insult you, so you're very adept."
Also, can't use scalper. So if you have to use opportunist. There's an opportunist on the corner. He's opportuning those tickets.
Yeah, no opportuning those tickets, please. I have two tickets I need to opportune.
Incredible. Okay, let me see. There was a couple others I wanted to get to before. Oh, yeah, toward the end here. Not use convict. You have to use person who was or is incarcerated because they're a con. Because that just defames them after the fact. You can't use a homeless person. You have to say person without housing. You can't say immigrant. It's person who has immigrated. You can't say prisoner. Again, person who is incarcerated.
Okay.
And you can't use prostitute. Person who engages in sex work. Now, I will tell you, I don't see hooker on this list anywhere. So you're good. Yeah,
hookers are fine. Self-employed model is fine.
You can still say that. It appears. Rule of thumb. We've talked about that one before. The rule of thumb, and this is a real kicker for you, because it's believed to be attributed to a British law that allowed men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumb. Although there is no written record that exists of this. So you can't use rule of thumb because somebody said it might be. It might be wrong.
Oh my gosh. We're losing our absolute minds.
Let's see. The last one is to gyp somebody. You can't gyp them because that's gypsy. So you'd be stereotyping the Romani people as swindlers. So
I didn't know that they were Romani.
It's a gypsy thing.
I had no clue.
Or to call somebody a gypsy or to get gypped. And you can't use hick, hillbilly, or hip hip hooray either.
Why hip hip hooray?
Apparently,
where
does
that come from?
Apparently, it was used by the German citizens during the Holocaust as a rallying cry. Never heard that before. Hip, hip, hooray. You can use hooray, but not hip, hip, hooray.
Okay.
It doesn't get used a lot anymore.
I think it's
cheesy
anyway.
A long time no see and no can do. Can't use those either. Because the phrases they believe originally were used to mock Indigenous and or Chinese people who spoke what they called pidgin English, or those that were non-native English speakers. So long time no see. Long time no see. It was supposedly they're mocking people who aren't English speakers.
I don't know.
And you can't use normal person. So that's the other one too.
Okay.
Ordinary, common, or conventional is what they'd rather have. That doesn't mean they're normal.
I met this lady at the bar there. She's a very conventional person. Boy, she sounds like a party.
She was kind of ordinary.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that.
Very adept, ordinary woman. Can I say woman?
No, you can't say
person,
that anymore.
Very adept, ordinary person.
But again, you can still say hooker or self-employed model.
Hooker is fine. Hooker is fine. And that's going to be the title of our podcast. Hooker is fine. Thank you guys for listening to our show. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Hood at Media Production.